Good morning, everybody. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to On the Air. I think that's the name of the show right now. Hey, I hope you're having a good morning. Yesterday, I was an old grouch when I came in, and Scott perked me back up, and I felt a lot better. But today, I'm feeling good, and Scott just left, so I have nobody to blame or perk me up. I'm going to have to do it myself along with you, okay? You can help me out. If you do, by the way, if you want to call in, the number here is 740-383-9900. And we'd love to hear from you. It's going to be an easy day today. Our guest, I goofed up. I really goofed up. I put it on the website, that, or I put it on Facebook, that James Anderson was going to be with us today. See, when we arrange things, I thought we were arranging that he's going to come in every fourth Thursday of the month. But no, he wants to, well, not he doesn't want to, he was used to coming in on the last Thursday of every month. And so therefore, he called me up and or texted me and said he really would rather do the other because he has something going on today. Well, I just happened to, a little birdie let me know, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, James. Hope you have a great day. And I'm sorry I tried to hone in on that or horn in on that or whatever you want to call it. James, have a great day. But today we're going to have a good day, too, because not that I don't like to have James. James is one of those guys that can give you more knowledge in 2 hours than I can give you in the rest of my life. But especially about nature, and I just love nature. I love to look at it. I am not a big fan of holding it. If you hand me a frog, it'll probably end up on the ground because I'll drop it. If you hand me a snake, I will be about five blocks away by the time you reach over to me. I'm just not a big I used to be afraid of my little tiny fish in my aquarium. I'm not afraid of them so much anymore. Now, I won't say I'm totally brave. I do use a net. I won't scoop them out with my hand, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm sorry. I like my puppy dog. My puppy dog doesn't scare me at all. You know, I had a squirrel walk up to me the other day while I was doing my walk, and he started to walk towards me, and it kind of scared me. Now, you know, I've heard when I was a little kid, my mother told me, don't feed the squirrels because they could bite you and they might have rabies. So ever since then, I've been frightened of my squirrels. But I love squirrels. Well, I talk to them as I'm walking. Yeah, I know that's a sign of lack of mental acuity, right? And we're talking about that in the news right now. Anyway, I wasn't terrified of this squirrel, but I did slow down so that he didn't get too close to me, and then he got scared and ran away. But beautiful squirrel. We have some pretty squirrels in our neighborhood. This one was black with a white tip on his tail. You know, it kind of looked like a skunk, but and we do have skunks in my neighborhood, but this is not a skunk because the white stripe didn't go down his back. Maybe I'll ask James next week. He's going to be on next week with us. I'll ask him if there's such a thing as a skunk that looks like a squirrel. That's crazy. All right. Well, so today we're going to do a little bit of trivia. And one of the things I was planning on doing in the afternoon section, but we have our swap shop is kind of picking up, so I really can't count on having a long period of time. But today, in the second half of this show, I'm going to continue to educate you. A week ago, over 2 days, because the speech was about an hour and 50 minutes long, I did Frederick Douglass's speech for the suffragette and abolition women of Rochester, New York. And I read his speech, which supposedly is one of the greatest speeches ever written. Now, if you listen to speeches that were written back in that time, they're a little stilted. They're hard to understand. worse yet, when you're a poor reader like I am, they're hard to read. But I got through it. A few mistakes. But we're going to today, I'm going to further your education. I think everybody should read the Gettysburg Address. It's only 272 words. It inspired me after reading it. I'm going to try, I say this to myself all the time, I'm going to try to start writing letters that are 272 words long, discussing several different topics. Matter of fact, I was going to, and I still am, hang on, had to get my cell phone out of my jeans, and I'm not as thin as I used to be, so it's a little harder to to reach into the pocket. But I have all sorts of topics that I thought maybe I would go over. Let's see if I can come up with them real quickly here. Probably not. Of course not. I was going to ask you what you think. Topics we could go over that could be covered in 272 words. Now, how Lincoln ever was able to write a speech like the Gettysburg Address, which you'll hear in the second half of this morning show, how he could write it and make such... It's so clear what he's doing. It was done. The war was still going on. And the people that died at Gettysburg were still, some of them had not been buried yet. And they were continuing to bury them. So how he could do a speech that both honored them and also was not grotesque. And he followed a gentleman who did a two-hour speech, and how he kept people interested is hard to imagine. But we're going to read it, and I'll give you a little background about the Gettysburg Address. It'll take it won't take 2 hours like when I read Frederick Douglass's thing. It'll probably take less than 10. Oh, it might take less than 5 minutes. It's very short. 272 words is about the size of a typewritten page. Okay, unless you were like me in college and your typewritten pages were triple space, so it looked like you did more. Anyway, we've got lots of trivia questions, and I'm going to go over some trivia questions with you. These were pretty good. They weren't as good as the big long list that I got. Some of them are actually duplications, and hopefully I'll catch them before I ask you. We'll go over that. And as is my usual routine, some of them I will say, okay, I'm going to give you 3 or 4 minutes to call in, and we'll see how smart you guys are. And if you do want to call in, and also for Swap Shop this afternoon, write this down. I'll give you a couple of seconds to go get a pencil and piece of paper. If you have stuff that you want to sell, don't go outside to sell it, because it's raining cats and dogs out there. At least when I came in, it was. Messes my hair up. I don't have very much of it, so I'm real particular about that. Someday we'll get into a long discussion about how my vanity sometimes runs my life. At 74, it's kind of tough. There are so many things to be vain about that you've lost, including your six-pack and your hair and your vision. And my wife says my hearing. I don't think I've lost my hearing. I just choose to hear things and not choose to hear things. Don't tell her I said that, all right? All right, it's 10:26. You're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble this morning. I'll be here until noon, and then at 12:15, we're going to switch over to Swap Shop. So if you have stuff that you want to sell, or you want to, or you have an event like a yard sale, or I was going to say a bazaar, but bazaars usually only happen around Christmas time. But if you have a church event or something like that, nonprofit event, feel free to give me a call and we'll announce it on the air. And we do have listeners. Sometimes when I say some things, I get people angry enough to get back to me. Scott had some good listeners this morning. I disagreed with some of them, and I agree with others. And that's the way life is. That's why we have this radio station, the Talking Place, so that you can call in and talk if you want to, or I can banter on, and Scott can banter on, and we can just do our thing. We do a lot of trivia because it kind of fills the space, but it also gives you a lot of education. Matter of fact, yesterday we were driving down the street and my wife asked a question that I knew the answer to because I had asked it in a trivia question the week before. It's never too late to learn. At 74, I hope I have 25 more years of learning, all right? Maybe 35 more years of learning. Who knows? By the time if I live that long, will we live into our hundreds easily? Right now, we kind of struggle to get there. I saw someplace on the internet that some guy lived, he was alive right now at 142. Now, when I went to try to verify that, I could not find any verification of that. As a matter of fact, the verification of the oldest person on the earth right now, I think it said he was 115 or 113. Anyway, you never know how old the people who are, let's say they're living in the Amazon basin. Those folks, you just don't know because they don't know sometimes when they were born, nor do they care sometimes, I guess. You're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble. And, oh, by the way, this is WWGH. You know what that stands for, right? Warren G. Harding. we're at 107.1, and we're glad you're with us today. Real glad. I'm feeling good. Rain makes me feel good. It absolutely destroys my wife. She's one of those people, if she doesn't have the right number of sunlight hours, she gets depressed.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I... Oh.
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back, and I found that list while we were away. I found that list of different things I had thought about writing a 272 word, not speech, but kind of paper about. It'll only be one page paper, but I'm going to read off a few of these, and if you have an idea of something you'd like to hear me discuss, I'll be more than happy to take your phone call at 740-383-9944. I don't expect you to call in. That's kind of self-serving, but I thought maybe I'd read these off. And by the way, if you do, and I have a couple of people that do this, if you are interested in sending me a message, I'm on Facebook, and I'm... Now, if you get too obnoxious, I will dump you. But you can Facebook me at Glenn Coble at hotmail.com. Glenn Coble is spelled GLENNCOBLE at hotmail.com. You can send me a message that says, "Hey, Glenn, Would you talk about this? Or, hey, Glenn, I think you're wrong about this. You can send me an email on anything. I will try to respond to you unless your response to me is totally obnoxious and off the wall. But please feel free to use my Facebook page. I keep it open. I've got people that absolutely hate me on it, and I have people that absolutely love me on it. Neither one of them are right, by the way. One of the things I was going to talk about, do a little speech on, was morality. Not that I'm the most moral person in the world, but I do come from a father who was a progressive Methodist minister, and he spoke a lot on morality. As a matter of fact, I have several of his sermons in my basement, which I could go back to and maybe use them to further my knowledge. I also thought about, and Scott talks about this a lot, doing something on friendship. Friendship is one of those feelings that's so, I keep thinking of the word nebulous, that's not right, but it's out there. It's, what do they call comic books when you're a collector? Ephemeral. It goes away. You may have an idea of what friendship is, and then the next day it may not be that. So it's kind of out there like the dust in the air. Also, I thought maybe we could do something on honor. What is honor? We don't seem to have a lot of it going on right now in our government, and maybe we talk about that. Yesterday I had Tiffany Roberts on, and we talked about this, $60 million that supposedly were illegally given to Mr. Householder, and unfortunately for Tiffany, her opponent was the recipient of about $7,000 or $8,000 of that. The honor is something, again, that's kind of vague. What is honor? We might talk about that. Nonviolence. I've been in several protests in my life, all of which were nonviolent, one of which turned into terrible violence, the one in Chicago when during Nixon's nomination, the Democratic convention was in Chicago, and that turned into terrible violence. I was lucky and got the heck out. Ageism. That's something that now as I get older, it really bothers me. There are people that think they should put us on ice floes and shove us out to sea and get rid of old people because old people don't know anything. When in fact, you know, the old folks in this United States are getting better and better about staying healthy from COVID because they're paying attention to the rules of how to beat COVID, whereas the younger people think they're so smart and are starting to be the bigger number of people that are getting sick from this. Old folks, we like our lives and we like to continue living. We do die at a higher rate than those of you who are younger. That isn't a good reason to throw us out on that ice floe, though. Let's see. I'd like to do a thing on the power of humility. Humility is something that the late John Lewis had in spades, and he was a totally humble man, but also a totally not aggressive, but he believed firmly in his beliefs. And there is something to be said about being humble but sincere to a fault. Well, maybe not to a fault, but okay. Greed. I would love to talk, and I've talked about greed on my show. a progressive life. And I truly believe that greed is what is dragging the entire United States into a very dark place. So anyway, I was going to have a drink of coffee, and I forgot I was on the air. That would have been embarrassing to gobble up coffee and spit it on the microphone. You all know, because I've mentioned it before, being a Methodist minister's kid, unfortunately I went the wrong way, and I went the way that my father was concerned I would go, and became an agnostic, bordering on the edge of atheism. You know the difference? Atheists absolutely are convinced that they're right, that there is no God and there is, you know, no afterlife and that sort of thing. And those of us who are agnostic tend to be a little scaredy cats. We're going to leave that door open. But anyway, I'd like to talk about that. I got an email from a lady who told me, what a nice lady too, out of the blue. She had seen one of my tweets and texted me. And she is she's transmitting herself from being a Christian, you know, one that believes that you have to be born again and, you know, do all the things that people say you have to do to be a Christian. And I emphasize the fact people say you have to do to be a Christian. Anyway, she believes, similar to me, that she believes in the teachings of Jesus Christ, and tries to follow them. She does not read the Old Testament, much like I do not do. I've read the Old Testament twice, thoroughly. I've read parts of the Old Testament. Believe me, when you have a minister for a father, you read a lot of the Bible when you're young. She's trying to change from traditional evangelical, almost Christian religion, to a Christian religion that's based on the way that the Native American believed in kind of nature, and nature is the God. It's not nature is the God, but there is a natural spirit, and that's kind of, we had quite an interesting topic, and maybe we'll talk about that in one of my shows. If any of these strike your fancy, by the way, just Facebook me at glennkobold@hotmail.com and say, hey, I really like that one. Or if you do that, I will turn you off and never listen to you again. I've had people do that, by the way. That's fine. Let's see, what else? Stand for goodness. Well, that's easy to say. I'm not sure you can write anything about that, because that is totally self-serving. Because if you're standing for goodness, it's your goodness. Like Scott was saying today, I'm not sure it was today, but what's true to you isn't necessarily true to somebody else. So I may pass on that one. But finding a moral compass, that's something that we could all talk about. How do you find a moral compass? What is a moral compass? Is a moral compass based on the teachings of Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad? All of which, by the way, are very similar in their theories of goodness and right. I think most people probably know what goodness and right are. There are some people that are unfortunately not equipped with that knowledge, but anyway that's another topic that we might talk about. Why do some people hate us? Now that's an that's almost like that the goodness thing. I'm not sure you can talk about it. Some people you can go back. I have gone back many times thinking about my daughter. She was, I hope she's not listening this morning. If she is, she's listening from North Carolina. But she has done that. she was hated by a lot of girls in her high school. And the reason why she was hated, I believe, I'm pretty sure, because she is a sweet person. maybe she's not to other girls, but I wasn't there to see that. I felt the reason why the girls in her high school hated her is because she was by the last female to play, to start on the boys' soccer team. She was that good. She's very fast and very strong. She was on the boys' soccer team, and I swear that there were a lot of girls that were, you know, they wouldn't have admitted this, but they were jealous of her. And they hated her. Some of them hated her for that. Now, she did have some good friends. There are a lot of people that hate other people just because they're jealous or they don't understand why the other person gets something that they don't get. Now, that goes back to the greed thing. What am I getting out of this? Okay. I'm looking down this list. I've got my list. You should see my phone. My phone has lists on it that are pages and pages long. When I'm thinking, trying to get ideas of what I'm going to talk to you about, I talk to my puppy dog late at night, and I say, what do you think of this? And if she ignores me, which she does all the time, I may put it down in my phone just to remind me that maybe we'll talk about that. So I've got lists that are pages long. I did come across an interesting quote while I was doing that, by the way, and I wish I remembered who had said this, but we ought to open our hearts instead of closing our fists. I love that expression. There are people that want to close their fist, and they hate other people because of lots of things. Jealousy, ignorance. Hate is such a stupid emotion. It does no one any good. As a matter of fact, the hater, it does less good for than the hated. Well, anyway, those are some of the ideas, and we'll break here in a couple of seconds, and we'll come back and do some trivia. What do you think? All right? And in the second half, we'll do the Gettysburg Address stuff, and you can call me in on that and tell
Scott,
me
how brilliant I am. Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back. I guess I have to turn my microphone up. I forgot. That's why there was a little pause there. Let's get into a little bit of trivia. If you'd like to answer these, now I will tell you which ones I'm going to leave the phone open for, give you 3 or 4 minutes to contact me on it. But please feel free to call 740-383-9944. If you forget those last four digits, it's WWGH. If you look on your phone. All right. Now this one, I'm not gonna give you any time. I'm just gonna give you the answer to this one because I doubt that too many people in the United States of America know what the capital of Australia is. Now, I would have thought it was Sydney, and boy, would I have been wrong. It is not Sydney, and it is Canberra, C-A-N-B-E-R-R-A, Canberra. That sounds like a bird down there. Oh, no, that's a kookaburra. Anyway, Canberra is the capital of Australia. Did you know that? I had no idea that was true. Did you also know that most of Australia is desert? I don't know if you watched Crocodile Dundee, but he goes on his walkabouts out into the outback, I guess they call it, in Australia. And it really, that was the first time I realized how much wilderness there is in Australia. A perfect place for the Aboriginal people to stay away from I guess they were, most of the people that went there were from England, and they were convicts, and that would have been a good place for them to be put, I guess, but the Aboriginal people probably weren't real thrilled that they were getting pickpockets and murderers and thieves and stuff like that dumped on them. I don't know. All right, this one I'm going to give you the answer to, too, because it's kind of vague, and I doubt that people would know this, but you may. What continent gets the least amount of rainfall? No, it's not the continent we live on. What is this continent that we live on? North America, right? All right, and I think there are seven continents. Is that correct? Might be eight, but... I can't remember if this one's counted in the seven or if it makes eight. Antarctica gets the least amount of rainfall. I assume that means it doesn't get a whole lot of snowfall, even though it's filled with layer and layer and layer and layer and layer of frozen water. It doesn't get much rainfall. So it's just been the eons that have... piled on all that snow. This one's just too easy to have you call in on. I'd have phone calls immediately on this one, so I'm not going to let you do it. Where's the headquarters of the United Nations? The headquarters are in New York. Have you ever been to that building? It's kind of an impressive building. And since I've been there, apparently they have renovated, so it's even nicer now. But when I was there, I was kind of impressed. Never understood how they could get all those people to agree on anything. And then I found out from a teacher they don't. All right, this one I'm going to give you 3 minutes on. Stop and think about this one. It's right in line with the UN. How many, after the UN reorganized, how many countries are there in the world? Okay? And that's based on what the UN is saying there are. How many countries are there in the world? And I'll give you a variance of three either way on this, just because if we have to go by the UN, maybe the UN recognizes one or doesn't recognize one that you do. So how many countries are there in the world? I'll give you 3 minutes. 740-383-9944. We've only got 10 minutes till the end of the first section, and then in the second section of the show we're going to do a little business on the Gettysburg Address. That won't take too long, so we'll have some more trivia on the other side. But I think everybody should hear some of these addresses. I'm going to try to find, and I looked up while I was looking up the Gettysburg Address, I looked up short speeches that changed the world. And there are three or four other speeches that I think you might be interested in listening to. It also gives me a chance to practice my oral interp skills that Dr. Sitton, my speech and drama director, would be proud of me for. I think he's passed now, but if he's listening, I hope I get an A. I always struggled with oral interp because of my reading skill. I don't read real well. I think I read better than our current president, but he doesn't read very well on the air. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just something that some of us do well and some of us don't do well. And the president and I don't do it very well. All right. So if you know how many countries there are in the world, give us a call and we'll give you an attaboy. Now, if you want to know what an attaboy is, I'll pat you on the head or pat you on the back, figuratively, not actually. All right. All right. Where are we? 10:52 right now here in Marion, Ohio. What is the name of the world's largest desert? Now, you probably know this one. I'm not going to add this to my list of ones that you can call in on. The Sahara Desert. It's the world's largest desert. Got lots of sand in the Sahara Desert. Might be a fun place to visit for about 15 minutes with an umbrella. Let's see what our caller has to say here. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you?
I think there's 204 countries in the world.
204? That's going to be close enough for me. The UN the UN says that there are 195. So you're close enough.
Right. I saw that too, Ben.
I'm going to give you an attaboy.
It says 204.
I'm sorry?
I say you scroll on down to the next article. It says 204.
Okay. All right. All well, right. That's probably you're probably more correct than the my trivia list. Thank you for calling in. And attaboy. Bye-bye. Great call. Thanks. And he's right. That's why I kind of gave an off ramp for that, because there are lots of different countries that are not recognized by the UN. There are countries that are not recognized by you and me. And so he says 204. I'll give it to him instead of 195. He must have a quick calculators or phone so he can get to the Google quickly. That all right. What is the name? Now, this one, I'm not, because I can't even pronounce the name, I'm not going to ask you to call in and try and pronounce the name of this, but what is the name of the deepest lake in the world? The deepest lake in the world is Lake Baikal. Now, I'm going to, when we go away here in about 5 minutes, I'm going to look up where Lake Baikal is, and I'll tell you that on the other side, all right? Because they should put that on trivia things. If you don't, I mean, if it's not a well-known lake, they should at least tell us what country it's in or a continent it's on. I doesn't even tell you that, but that's supposedly the and it doesn't tell how deep. So I'm going to look up this lake, and I'm going to get back to you. Unless you'd like to look it up and call me once we get back on the air at the other end. Anyway, all right. On what island would you find the city of Palermo? Now, be careful here. There are lots of islands in this sea. All right. You would find the city of Palermo. And I always thought it was I thought it was on the landmass of Italy, but it's actually in Sicily, which is off the coast of Italy. Now I'm going to have to look that up. I'm not sure if Sicily has any true relationship with Italy or it's just its own self. My guess is it's its own self. All right. Along the same line, which continent is the island of Cyprus in? The island of Cyprus is in Europe. I think I knew that. this one. If we weren't so close to the hour, I'd give you the 3 minutes on this one. But since we are close to the hour, I'm going to tell you the answer to this. But this one shocked me. What is the world's second largest country? I'm going to have to look up what the largest country is. My guess, the largest country is probably Russia. I don't know. I'm going to look that up also on the break. But what is the world's second largest country? It's Canada. Well, you can understand that because a lot of Canada is under ice. And it just goes and goes up north. I've been to Canada a few times. You can't go there anymore right now because of the virus. I loved Canada, and we went to Montreal when I was a young man, and I didn't quite understand what everybody was speaking in French, but most of the people in Montreal speak both French and English. I admire people that speak two languages. I don't. I've tried to learn how to speak Spanish a little bit, and I can say hello. I can't understand if you speak to me. I can understand a few words, but boy, I wish I could converse in two languages. I don't care what the second language would be. I like being able to converse in English. And sometimes I don't do a good job on that. No, don't give me any calls on that, all right? I would love to be able to converse in French. French is the... I took French in college. I took Russian in college. I took German in college. And I took Spanish in college. None of which... Well, Spanish I completed. The rest of them I either flunked out of or... I just quit after a week or two. I don't have any aptitude for languages. It's kind of strange that I'm on radio, right? Maybe I don't have very much of an aptitude for English. But I'm trying. I'm trying, and I'm getting better. I am getting better, I think. All right. We only have about another minute, so let's see. Let me find an easy one here that I can give you the answer to. What is the northernmost world capital? Now, I do know this one. What is the northernmost world capital? World capital. Reykjavik, Iceland. If you're old like me, you remember when Reykjavik was the home of the National Chess Championship. And I'm struggling to remember the name of the gentleman who's so famous about that. Well, anyway, we've only got a few more seconds here, and I got to get out of here for about 15 minutes as we do the weather and the news. And thanks for listening right now. And when we come back, we'll do some
other stuff. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio.